Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. First, some fast-breaking news. Earlier this week, we reached a milestone in the 40-year campaign Scenic Hudson and our allies have waged to rid the Hudson River of toxic PCBs. In Albany on Monday, I stood next to Basil Sagos, commissioner of New York State's Department of Environmental Conservation, as he made two historic announcements. First, he declared that the state is challenging claims by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency that the cleanup of GE's contamination has been effective. Second, he said New York is committed to dredging the Champlain Canal, which has also been fouled by GE's PCBs. These announcements could change the course of history on the Hudson. It means Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration will take the lead in our fight for a more comprehensive cleanup. Unless additional contamination is removed from the river now, its recovery will be delayed for generations. In addition, dredging the canal will allow the resumption of cargo shipping on this link between New York City and the Great Lakes. Together, these actions will greatly improve the health and economy of communities from the Upper Hudson all the way to New York Harbor. Congratulations to the governor, Commissioner Sagos, as well as to Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, who's been a tireless advocate for continuing the cleanup. Thanks to their leadership, we are better positioned than ever to achieve a healthy, prosperous Hudson River. Unfortunately, I now must call your attention to a new threat to the Hudson River. If allowed to proceed, it could undermine all Scenic Hudson and our allies have done to preserve the region's natural treasures. It also would set back the huge strides communities along the river have taken to revitalize their waterfronts. The U.S. Coast Guard is considering new regulations that would establish anchorage grounds for commercial vessels along the Hudson River. It's considering up to 43 berths for ships and barges at 10 sites between Yonkers in Westchester County and Kingston in Ulster County. For sure, crews on these vessels need places to sit out storms and heavy fog. But the purpose of these anchorages is to warehouse barges filled with volatile crude oil, and that's totally unacceptable. The Hudson Valley already is a major corridor for transporting crude oil from the Port of Albany to East Coast refineries. It passes through our waterfront communities each day in poorly designed rail cars that are prone to puncture and explosion. Now that Congress has lifted the ban on exporting crude, the volume passing through the region and the potential for catastrophe is bound to rise. Compounding this potential, the region lacks adequate safeguards to prevent and respond to explosions and spills. If these anchorage sites serve as offshore parking lots for oil tankers and barges, some moving down the river and some transporting fuel oil up the river, the new anchorages would greatly increase the risks our river and waterfront communities already face. A barge spill in the tidal Hudson would be difficult, if not impossible, to clean up without fouling riverfronts from Troy to New York City. Just as troubling, a disaster like this would imperil drinking water supplies and habitat for many endangered species. At the same time, the noise and air quality impacts of idling vessels could stall economic development on community waterfronts and degrade the quality of life that people who live along the river are enjoying. The anchorages also could imperil the region's scenic beauty, as well as access to the river and the safety of those who enjoy paddling, sailing, and fishing on it. And I can tell you, I'm one of them. As it stands, this plan would turn our American Heritage River into an industrial storage facility. Leaders of environmental groups and public officials, including mayors, county executives, and Senator Gillibrand and Senator Schumer, have expressed alarm about the proposal. We've called for public hearings, which the Coast Guard is planning to hold next spring. In the meantime, the Coast Guard is seeking public comment on this proposal through September 7th. I urge you to speak out against it. Directions for doing so are available at Scenic Hudson's website, www.scenichudson.org. Scenic Hudson is committed to ensuring the safety of shipping crews on the Hudson. But we can't let the river be turned into a parking lot for crude oil tankers and barges at the risk of the valley's economic and environmental health. On a parallel track, we're going to be fighting to ensure that EPA requires GE to conduct a full cleanup of the river, now with the great help of Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney and Governor Andrew Cuomo and his Environmental Commissioner Basil Sagos. Thanks, and enjoy summer's end.